tweet.
Can't be from your farm.
Yeah, I don't have any Dairymen's right here. It's 7 and change, actually about 8 after the hour. Roberta is not here this week, nor next week, and if she doesn't do well on this, she'll never be back. On a river quest.
Hey, when Jennifer and I were both out last week, did you tell everybody the real truth about why we were gone?
I told them you were both hooked up, shacked up in some place in
you
Canada.
Told them the truth?
Oh, wow. Cool. You didn't say anything about the contract negotiations.
I didn't know.
No, okay.
But because you guys both stayed out because I'm not paying you enough?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. Our union came through, though, remember? Yeah,
really. That's right. Yeah. Look this up.
Yeah.
Perfect. Good luck to you guys.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We're expecting you to hold up on your end of the bargain there, buddy.
I'll give you my hold up on this end of the bargain.
Actually, I think we've already been held up.
I think you've been held up. The world is such a wonderfully fascinating place. Moments of breath that I take on this planet and absorb what is going on is amazing. What you can find if you look around. I found something called the Crave Company, C-R-A-V-E, the Crave Company. We're going to explain the idea behind it and talk to one of the ladies who is very much involved in the way these women connect. Crave, just for a moment or two, just check out Jennifer. Go to thecravecompany.com.
Okay.
And while you're doing that, we'll have a moment of respite. And then, because laughter is the best medicine, before we meet Tracy Long from the Crave Company, we'll have a little laughter at 10 after here on Good Day.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens, stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test."
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, ready for a little laughter?
Yeah.
At 10 after.
Sure.
Interestingly enough, it's 10 after.
Whoa. Five, four.
3, 2, 1. Yeah, okay. Three.
Go.
Right, so here is the imagery I would like to create in your mind. A nun sitting at her desk writing papers.
Mm-hmm.
She, as you knew, this story came from my former wife, Tony, who was a nun. And she taught school while she was in the convent and taught school when she got out of the convent. So try to keep a straight face when you pay attention to the wording of some of these things is hysterical. And I figure that anybody teaching in a Catholic elementary school, or anybody who's been to Catholic elementary school, like you, Jennifer, didn't you go to Catholic elementary school?
Yeah, elementary and high school.
High school, okay. So these children were asked about the Old and New Testament. The following statements about the Bible were actually written by the children. They have not been corrected.
Okay, all so of them, as is, right?
As is. Adam and Eve, here's the first one. Adam and Eve were created from an apple tree. Noah's wife was Joan of Arc. Mm-hmm. Noah built an ark, and the animals came in on pairs, P-E-A-R-S. All right, here's another one. Lot's wife was a pillar of salt during the day, but a ball of fire during the night.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
This is all from the Bible according to...
I like it.
Yeah. The first commandments was when Eve told Adam to eat the apple. The first commandment.
You eat that apple.
The seventh commandment is, "Thou shalt not admit adultery." All right. These are questions about the Old and New Testament that the nun is trying to grade. Moses died before he ever reached Canada. Then Joshua led the Hebrews in the Battle of Jericho. Solomon, one of David's sons, had 300 wives and 700 porcupines.
Oh, porcupines, yes.
As opposed to?
A concubine.
Concubine.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Jesus was born because Mary had an immaculate contraception. I like that one best. Christians have only one spouse. This is called monotony. Maybe I like
that's
that one better.
That one.
Yeah, you got to run shop for that.
In a moment, Tracy Long is here to introduce you to the Crave Company.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
I was trying to instruct somebody in how to listen on the iPhone app, close it and open it, but how they're going to hear. If I tell them that on the air, they're not going to be able to hear it, right? So
right. If they're having trouble, you may have to email them.
Be a little difficult.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Tracy Long is a speaker. She is a spokesperson for this new company called the Crave, C-R-A-V-E company, the Crave Company. I guess we ought to start, Tracy. I find this interesting because a lot of people who listen to this program are women who would probably be interested in what you're doing and may want to be a part of what you're doing. So how about the idea for the Crave Company? How did it start and where do we go from there? Why do you think I'm interested in this?
Well, I think the name itself is intriguing, but I think the story behind it is fascinating because the founder, Melody Behringer, she is actually self-proclaimed startup junkie.
Really?
And she started over 20 businesses in the last 30 years.
Really?
And some of them have been uber successful and some of them have failed. And she is an amazing inspiration to talk about both the strengths and the weaknesses of running a business. And as a result of that, the birth of Crave came from such an authentic place. And I think that's why so many people are drawn to it, is because it's not only about helping women and mentoring women start businesses and grow businesses, but for her, she had done that, but she had missed out on all of this connectivity with her girlfriends. And she really started, you know, she was surrounded by business people, surrounded by success in business, but she really realized that she missed the connectivity with like-minded women. So when she essentially started the Crave business, it started out as a pajama party. Now, that might be why you're interested in it. I'm not sure.
Sounds like a good place to start with. From my perspective, I want to bring Jennifer into this, because Jennifer Horn, who is one of my co-hosts, is also in a business with her dad that she will ultimately run and own. She actually pretty much runs it now. Her father's
Let him know that.
He's too busy off enjoying his wine and getting looped at lunch, you know, that kind of stuff. So how, in fact, does Jennifer come into this? Why would Jennifer and other people who are Jennifer's in her early 30s and is very savvy when it comes to that business and this business in general, so why would she want to participate or be involved in this Crave enterprise?
I think for several reasons. One is Crave is all about building community. And one of the things that makes women entrepreneurs the most successful is their ability to surround themselves with like-minded women that are achieving the same goals and going in the same direction. And starting from a place of being able to ask each other questions about, well, you know, I experienced this in my business. Have you experienced that? And so Crave provides a real community through, they host events, they host symposiums, they do Crave chats throughout the country in over 30 cities. And so it's really an opportunity to be a forum for getting information and gathering information, but it's also a great place to promote your business and also be able to get the word out and what it is that you're doing that's really unique and different. And I think the thing about Crave that makes it more special than just your average business networking event is that it comes from a place of authenticity where you show up and the business growth happens organically while you're connecting with women that you feel like are your tribe, the people like your peeps, the kind of people that you want to hang out with. And
all right, so Jennifer, describe the kind of people you'd want to hang out with. I mean, there are a lot of buzzwords in there.
Yeah, a lot of really trendy buzzwords going on.
Right. Yeah, right. A lot of buzzwords.
I love women. I love finding women that are supportive of other women. And I used to, and I think I've mentioned this before, I used to be president of Women in Cable and Telecommunications, which is an industry organization for cable TV, and it supports women in the industry. But one of the biggest complaints I got from people that I worked with in that group, and one of my problems, is that it's hard to find women that want to support other women. So I think
why?
This is really cool.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because
meow.
It's a little competitive thing.
Yeah.
Really?
And I've actually had women say they would prefer working for men because they feel it's easier to get their ideas heard and get the credit they deserve. And that's a problem for women. So I think this is really cool because you have women that want to support each other and that you can go to for advice and that are sympathetic to our position. We have families to worry about. We have a lot of things that are on the table that are not just surrounding our business.
Absolutely. I mean, you're really looking at a lot of desire. And, you know, women are starting businesses at twice the rate of men.
Why? Why is that, Tracy? Why do more women start businesses than men?
Honestly, for freedom and flexibility, because a lot of what Jennifer was saying is that, you know, we have this need to be able to be successful and be, we're innovators, we're inventors, we're multitaskers, more trendy buzzwords, all the facts are the same.
Well, no, I would agree, but the people who work with me, I'd rather have women working for me in most any function, better in sales, better in management. I have a dairy farm.
We can focus on more at the same time, I think, than men can.
Yeah. For whatever the reason.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah. Well, now, is this for, Tracy, is this for people that already have businesses, or if I have a great business idea, is this a place I can go for support in launching something new?
The Crave community as a whole is an umbrella for all kinds of people. Even if you really just are inspired by women entrepreneurs and you want to support them through shopping at their businesses or utilizing their services, the Crave guides themselves, which is the actual, it's referenced as, you know, the Urban Girls Manifesto. What it is it's an actual book that's published in these cities, and it curates the women that you need to know in the local communities, and it profiles them through 2-page spreads, and it interviews them and everything so that they get a spotlight in their local community. So those businesses are active running open businesses, but all the right. City partners who run the communities, they host events and symposiums and chats for anybody who might want to just learn more about how did they get where they are today, because again, that whole mentoring and inspirational element is so important to getting women to just actually take that first step.
Very cool.
All right. So let's send people to the cravecompany.com website. You have, I'm looking at some of the business chats you're having there. And I would guess in Los Angeles, you must have a chapter where Jennifer is, right?
Yes, there's a Crave guide just starting there, and different events and opportunities in Los Angeles. And really, there are 30 cities, and ideally you can find one near you. And if not, you can connect on the Crave company.com site.
Or maybe start one on your own. Okay. Cravecompany.com. Jennifer?
I'm in. I think
you're
it's
in.
Cool. I love it. Yep. I'm
all right, Tracy, thank you for explaining how this works. Tracy Long from the cravecompany.com. That's the possibility. A lot of great women's groups. We thought we'd introduce you to one of them anyway, so that you can further your goal of being queen of the world, Jennifer. 21 after the hour.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats. Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone. I'm a going home.
Rock radio career, thought this was one of the most interesting. I don't know why. This is birthday time, Wednesday the 17th of August, and first on our list is Gary Talley, who is the guitarist of the group called the Vox Tops. They had two hits, and this is one of them.
Anyway,
this is 2 minutes and 2 seconds, Richie. I remember it's a green, sort of an olive
shorter
green,
than that, my brother.
Olive green letter, olive green label. What, minute 48?
149.
Minute 149. I think there was a version that was 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
That's short.
Short. Thank you very much, Jennifer, for noticing that.
No problem. I'm here all day.
Hi. Boog Powell's birthday today. A great baseball player. I always loved that name.
Played for the Orioles, and now he makes great beef barbecue sandwiches at the stadium. He's got Boog's Barbecue.
Boog's Barbecue. John Wesley Powell, born in this state in 1941. 2 years later on this date, Robert De Niro, Academy Award-winning actor, won it for Raging Bull and for The Godfather Part II, in case you didn't know that, and lots of great movies. Has begun to direct a little bit as well. All right, so we get Tally from the Vox Tops here. Next up on the list is Sib Hashian, drummer.
Sib Hashian.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yep.
Sib Hashian. How's that one name? Hey, this is Fred Sebastian. This is Dudley Sebastian, drummer for the group Boston. It's a good group. 62 he is.
Wow.
Having my edition,
They are currently working on their fourth album, which, knowing Tom Scholz, kind of the guy who is Boston and the perfectionist he is.
Right. Is he a doctor?
Yeah.
Dr.
Scholz.
Dr. Scholz.
Very good. Nobody is an MIT graduate.
Next up is, let's see, Robert Joy, born in the state 1951. He's 60, plays Sid on CSI New York. Which one is that?
I don't know.
He's in a bunch of forgettable movies, like Waterworld.
That was so long. Nice. Oh, my God.
Guillermo Villas, the tennis champion, born in the state 1952. Happy birthday to Steve Price, drummer for Pablo Cruz.
Pablo Cruz.
Kevin Rowland from Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Yeah, here we go.
Born on this day, 1953. Got about four or five, six hits to their, and this is the one who's...
This is the one everybody
got.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so let's see here. Up next, Eric Johnson.
Oh, this is great stuff.
Song called Cliffs of Dover, his only hit. He's 57 today.
No.
Yeah. Sorry, Richie. Wait to hear the next one. Melinda Carlisle from the Go-Go's, born this day 1958. She is 53 today.
Yeah, I can believe that one.
We got the beat. You got that one, really?
Yeah, we got the
beat. Head over heels, turn to you, heaven on earth.
Don't
I like
forget
that
Circle in the Sand, her solo stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, Gilby Clark, guitarist with Guns N' Roses, Richie. 49 today.
Back in the sixth grade with the perm.
Yeah.
Drummer for the Black Crowes, Steve Gorman, born this date 1965.
Wow.
1946.
What a great day.
A little hard to handle a lot of rockers here. Donnie Wahlberg, who is in Blue Bloods.
He is.
Was...
NKOTB.
Right. New Kids on the Block. He's 42 today. Mark Sailing, is that how you pronounce his name?
Come on, Virginia, don't let me
from Glee?
You got
Glee, yes.
Yes, no, sure.
Stalling, I think.
Jim Curry, the tennis champion. Born this day, 1970. Happy birthday. Today is your birthday from Good Day.
Have you eaten the world's hottest chili pepper? If the answer is yes, at least you survived it. Eating a whole one can be dangerous, if not deadly. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, this mighty menace is called the Trinidad Scorpion. It comes from Australia. But before I tell you how hot it is, let's compare this chili pepper to a few other hot things. Many foods and other things that pack a punch get assigned a number called a Scoville rating. Let's start with police pepper spray. That gets a 5. Pimentos clock in at 500, and cayenne pepper rates 30,000. Jalapeno peppers, 200,000. A really hot chili, one so hot it makes your eyes burn when you open it up and completely messes up the smell in your entire house, say a Dorset Naga chili, well, that gets 923,000 units on the Scoville heat scale. Now for the baddest chili of them all, the Trinidad Scorpion, nicknamed the Butch T. It scorches in at over 1.4 million heat units. The farmers who grew it say the secret is in the fertilizer. They make it with something they call worm juice, runoff from a local worm farm. Believe it or not, someone who's nibbled this chili pepper says it tastes fruity, a cross between a banana and an orange. I'll link you to more information, but beware, cooks who brew it up into hot sauce wear chemical masks and protective body suits in the kitchen. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Coming up on 34 past the hour. Almost there. Almost there. Dudley's working his way back into his chair, the big chair behind the big microphone.
The big chair.
Yeah. Until then, head on over
to...
Until
when?
What?
Until then.
Until then.
Until then, go to DougStephan.com and check out today's poll, which is what, Dudley?
The question has to do with how much television you are watching. Are you spending an hour or two or three or four? Pick your poison, if you will, and we'll have the results, obviously, tomorrow on the Good Day program, as we always do. Actually, did I give you the results from yesterday?
I don't remember whether you did or not.
No, we were talking, because yesterday was Elvis's...
oh, yeah, that's right.
You got to play... Hold on a second. One more time. You got to play Michelle Bachmann.
People have probably seen this around.
Wishing...
Pretty funny.
What, have they seen it as much as the Cathay Pacific video that's making around?
No.
That's number one.
Yesterday was the anniversary of the death of Elvis Presley.
Right.
Died in 1977 on yesterday's date.
Right.
So Michelle Bachmann figures she would reference this while out on the campaign stump and, oops.
Before we get started... Let's all say happy birthday to Elvis Presley today.
Happy birthday.
We played you a little bit of Promised Land when we pulled up.
Right,
you can't do better than Elvis Presley. And we thought we'd celebrate his birthday as we get started the celebrating Take Our Country Back Tour.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I wonder if anybody in the crowd said, no, exhale on the Elvis.
I mean, they all seem to cheer.
People are just amazing. I have gotten more nasty email from people. The Good Day program is not about politics, but many of you know I do a two-hour program every morning before the Good Day program, which is on for 4 hours. The first 2 hours of me being on the air is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's kind of a unique overview. We listen, actually I think there are about 243 or 44 stations that we monitor that are doing local talk radio, and we take excerpts from the talk hosts on these stations and play them once we find a drift. That is, we have 10 hot topics over the course of the week, and we count them down on the weekend show, which is 3 hours long, just like a music countdown show, although this is about topics and issue-oriented sort of political news talk radio. So Michelle Bachmann and the 2012 race are certainly front and center. And every once in a while, even though this is a program all about that kind of talk radio, and most conversations are about opinion. What do you think? What's your opinion? How do you feel? Yada, yada. So when I introduce, I find Michelle Bachmann to be, I'm insulted by the fact that she would be a candidate. I'm outraged that anybody actually would think that she would make a good president. She has ideas I agree with. Frankly, most of the things she says about government or fiscal policy are things that I 100% agree with. Richie will tell you that. Jennifer will tell you. I am 100% in accord with what she is saying about what we need in our country when it comes to this sort of thing. And most of the other people who are just mouthing what people want to hear, same thing with them. But what really bothers me is that she has no intellectual talent at all. None. Zero. And so people get offended or they get annoyed with me, and I've gotten some very nasty emails from people who haven't got a clue, obviously.
Oh, good.
About,
you got that one?
Yeah. Who don't really understand, nor do they care about my real political point of view. They want to tell me that I'm a jerk.
They just don't like that you don't like her.
They don't like that I don't like her.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. Swell. That's probably one of the problems in our country is the people, when they express themselves, get shut down by those who disagree, and they get shouted down. And again, there's no intellectual stimulation. Folks, the biggest problem with our country at the moment is that there is no real, honest, intellectual discussion. We have people who call themselves intellects who are currently in charge, but their intellectual premise is faulty. And it isn't from real experience they get their intellectual qualities.
So,
it is from reading what somebody else said or thought or did. So anyway, for those who get upset about me laughing at stuff like that, it's laughable because she's a joke.
She referenced the song Promised Land by Elvis.
Yeah.
So obviously they played the song. She knew that they played the Elvis song.
Right.
So it must have been
somebody must have
given her the information that okay, we're playing Elvis today because
she slipped and forgot, because it's kind of an easy mistake if you're not.
Yeah, people switch those two dates very easily.
Not
I would
if
imagine.
You're trying to have credibility as a presidential candidate. You know,
or everybody in her campaign is
out to lunch like
right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. So they either gave her the wrong information or she flip flopped it by accident.
Yeah. All right. Well, she didn't do it on purpose. You'd hope that. My God.
Either way, it's still funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
I don't care
right,
if you like
the poll
it, it's
yesterday,
funny.
Have you been to Graceland at DougStephan.com? 48% of you said you had no interest in going to Graceland. I'm pretty surprised.
Wow.
It's a very
it's so
interesting
fun.
Place.
I've never been.
21% said only once. 19% said not yet, but I'm planning to go there. 12% said yes several times.
Okay, and at Facebook, can I play too?
Yes, please, please.
Okay. At Facebook yesterday, we asked what your favorite Elvis song was.
Yeah.
Boy, we got a lot of them. Dan
yeah,
said,
too.
Don't Be Cruel.
Yep.
John said, Burning Love. We had a vote for Love Me Tender. And then Jailhouse Rock, that's pretty good. Adeline says Amazing Grace, and I forgot about that. The Elvis version of Amazing Grace is
really, really good.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then Brian said Hound Dog, Patrick said Promised Land, James said Can't Help Falling in Love, Deanna said Moody Blue and loves most of his songs, and Renee said My Way, and that was another good
Moody
one
Blue
I forgot
was
about.
His last big hit. The last number one hit was the one we talked about yesterday. And I can't remember. What's the one that was last number one hit?
It was, well...
1981.
Burn in Love was a remix.
Yeah.
And then the one
Moody
from
Blue, though,
JML or JXL or whatever was another one. A little less conversation.
Yeah. But Moody Blue, I remember playing that, so it must have been before I stopped playing music in 1974.
My wife responded to my What's Your Favorite Elvis song yesterday, and she said Love Me Tender, which is the song that our Las Vegas Elvis played on the guitar and sang as we walked down the aisle. Vegas.
Blue.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I also got a Burning Love, a Promised Land, a Teddy Bear.
I got Lots for Kentucky Rain and Jailhouse Rock.
Yep.
And then Little Sister, that's right up there with Suspicious Minds.
Yeah, Little Sister's great.
Pretty good one.
Yeah.
Good for you, Jennifer. What
I don't think I've ever... said don't. I love us. Don't.
I've never heard Kentucky don't. Rain, and I got several
Richie,
votes for that.
Get Kentucky Rain. No, let me see. You got to find that. Yeah. What's our, what are we doing at Facebook today, Jen?
Facebook today is how often do you watch TV, and then what are you watching when you watch? Is it news, sitcoms, dramas? What is it that
do we get into trouble if we have? Yeah, we don't want to ask a question about it. Oh, yeah. I'm tempted to ask a question about the Jon Stewart because of the news media, but I don't know how to do that and not get all wrapped up. I mean, I think people want to express themselves about stuff like that on our Facebook page.
Well, you can put it up there and just see if the new people think that the news media is ignoring Ron Paul.
Did you see the
Jon
Stewart? Hey, just ask the question. Richie, do we put that video up at DougStephan.com?
It'll be up in a little bit, yeah.
It'll be what, under highlights?
It'll be in the video section.
Video section.
In the video section, yeah. So go see it. It's basically Jon Stewart analyzing all of the media basically ignoring Ron Paul, even though he came in second in the straw poll. They say the top tier is everybody else but him.
But him, yeah.
Right.
Even John Huntsman, who only had 69 votes.
This is Kentucky Rain, Elvis Presley. Wonderful ballad. Just a great, great test of his many skills.
His voice.
Seven long days and a dozen times ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Never heard this before, Jennifer?
Don't know why you really haven't. What you're running
to or from. Great song. All I know. Great story. I want to bring
you home. I just listen to his voice.
Coming for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long. My love's too strong. Let you go. Here never knowing.
Here it comes.
This is when I love what went wrong.
His song.
Kentucky rain keeps pouring down. And the blood is another town.
Goosebumps. With the rain in my shoes.
Searching for you. In the cold of the
rain. I will tell you that he was, even with anybody you could compare him to today, if you listen to some of the things, most of his time when he was awake was spent jamming with his friends.
Sitting at the piano.
In a studio.
With
piano,
the Memphis Mafia
that's
around
all
him.
That's what he did with his time, other than travel. So he was so good at creating the feeling. He could get into it, and he could feel every note, every nuance. And you could, if you ever watched him, you could see him feeling it. So that he was right there, even when he was at his worst, he was at his best in terms of performing. Because that's what he lived for.
And that's why Sam Phillips chose him. When Sam Phillips was saying, if I could find somebody that's marketable, basically a white guy, who could sing like the R&B and the black artists were back then, because they wouldn't play the black artists on the mainstream radio, he's like, I'd be rich.
Yeah.
And Elvis was the first guy he found that could actually do it, that actually had the soul.
Yeah.
But
he learned his craft. He had it instinctively, but then he learned it because he paid so much attention to it. And again, this is watching, I remember a performance of this song, a video of this song. And I think it was in Hawaii. I don't remember which show it was.
Yeah,
but
Blue Hawaii.
Watched, you
Blue
could
Hawaii
see in
tour.
His eyes when he's watching the band, and he knows he's giving them the instruction as to what to do with his eyes, his head's moving in a certain way, even his nose. He is giving them, they were so tight. He did it first with the Jordanaires.
Mm.
Without even, Frank Sinatra did this as well. He just had to move with Nelson Riddle especially, but most of the musicians that he worked with got used to his body language. And he was then the director. So they watch him move and therefore get where they need to go with the beat, with the emphasis, whatever it is musically. He was telling them what he wanted with just a flick of his hand,
and most
his body. But he was such a master at it, Richie.
Well, the question
he was
is
so brilliant at it.
Who has a voice like you? I don't want to sit here and have an Elvis.
But it's true.
Who has a voice like he? Name somebody else who's got a voice.
Nobody.
That could
nobody.
Do
with
you.
Nobody.
Nobody.
salvation. He wrote virtually nothing of what he did.
Yeah.
He got it all from other people.
I can't name a song that he wrote.
He didn't. He didn't write any songs. He,
I think he wrote a couple.
Yeah, but they didn't ever become hits.
Lieber Stoller were like the big,
Well, no. Scotty
Moore.
Moore.
Yeah.
And,
Bill Black.
B.J. Thomas.
Yeah, B.J. Thomas
were
a
bunch of people that were writing that were around him. And so anyway, but he takes the song and makes it his. More with that voice than anything else. It's almost indescribable. It's so good. And today, it doesn't make any difference. The guy's been dead, 34 years. He'd be 76 if he were alive today. And he had it.
I just put on Google, how many songs did Elvis write? Answer, zero.
Yeah, no.
I thought he wrote a...
he didn't write anything. He didn't need to. But he was able to take it and work with it and just make it his own. And listen
to
this.
He helped write 9 songs. That's what it is.
Hell, he could create stuff around the music that was given to him. Created the ambiance. But nothing else.
Yeah, and the guy's just like,
passed him today.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me, no one to be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
The campaign trail, no doubt about it, it can be a rocky road. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The presidential campaign of 2012, already in high gear, especially in light of a few recent developments, namely the results of this past weekend's Iowa straw poll, along with the entry of a new Republican presidential candidate, and last but not least, the low approval numbers for the current president of the United States. Let's start with President Obama, who wraps up a three-day Midwest tour today that the administration is calling a listening tour, but with approval numbers below 40%, we all know better. At what was dubbed the Rural Economic Forum at Northeast Iowa Community College yesterday, the president said the comeback from a deep recession won't come from Washington.
We're going to start on the ranch lands and farms of the Midwest, in the workshops of basement inventors, and the storefronts of small business owners.
Later, as the president was shaking hands with those who attended, he got an earful from folks fed up with Congress, fed up with him, and just plain fed up. Elsewhere in Iowa, you had the newcomer to the Republican field, Texas Governor Rick Perry, already creating a stir and saying this about Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke.
If this guy prints more money between now and the election, I don't know what y'all would do to him in Iowa, but we would treat him pretty ugly down in Texas.
Perry saying they would treat Ben Bernanke pretty ugly down in Texas. He also basically accused Bernanke of treason. Perry had a chance to backtrack on those comments later in the day, but chose not to. And we also have Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, the winner of the Iowa straw poll from the weekend, who rode into Spartanburg, South Carolina yesterday on her campaign bus and immediately delivered this gaffe.
Before we get started, let's all say happy birthday to Elvis Presley today.
A very nice sentiment, but only one problem. It wasn't Elvis's birthday. It was the 34th anniversary of his death. Yes, the campaign trail. Watch for potholes. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
With the price of gas skyrocketing, I'm glad the Sears Auto Center offered me advice on which types of motor oil can help reduce engine friction and improve my car's efficiency, which is something I can really use right now.
This Friday and Saturday, head into Sears Auto Center and get a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $19.99 with coupon and no shop or disposal fees. Plus, save on all tires, all tire sizes, all tire brands. And get auto batteries for as low as $49.98 with exchange. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
On Wall Street, a down day for the Dow, falling 77 points, closing at 11,406 yesterday. The S&P down 12, NASDAQ with a 32-point drop. Oil prices also down, $1.23 a barrel to $86.65. Lots of people talking about a gold bubble now. Gold futures adding 27 bucks an ounce, reaching a record close yesterday of $1,785. A lightning strike at SeaWorld's Discovery Cove theme park in Orlando, Florida, sent 8 people to the hospital. Five park employees and 3 guests were injured yesterday. The injuries appear to be minor. The rescue team said none of the victims was directly struck by lightning. Couple of closing notes. First, according to Money Magazine, the number one best small town in America to live is, drumroll please, Louisville. No, not Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville, Colorado. Money Magazine praised... Enough of the drumroll! Money Magazine praising Louisville for its good job market, decent home prices, and lots of options for outdoor activities. Louisville, Colorado. Worth checking out. And finally, back to the state of Iowa, which has had so much attention in recent days. The all-important Republican straw poll. Lots of candidates campaigning there. The president dropping in for a visit as well. But Iowa can also boast about Kyle Barton. Kyle, introduce yourself, please. That's right. Kyle has captured multiple hog calling titles at state fairs all over the country, including in his native Iowa, Nebraska, and this past weekend in Illinois.
That's what the fair's all about. If it's the Illinois fair, Iowa fair, you compete, and that's what brings the camaraderie together, and you see the same people every year.
When Kyle isn't perfecting his grunting and squealing, he works as an industrial engineer in Johnston, Iowa. But let's face it, Kyle prefers this. Hey, thanks, Kyle. You got some of that pig snort all over me. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.